Hey guys, welcome back to Fireside Chats. So this week we're going to talk about why it's so hard for us to talk to each other. And it's, of course, part of dehumanization is making it really difficult, making it seem like we're all enemies. And we're not, of course. But there are still some issues that need to be dealt with and that need to be resolved. And we seem to have a really hard time talking to each other. So the first thing I want to say is that, of course, there are in fact really serious life or death issues. It's can be really scary to have to argue against someone that seems like they're racist to a degree that's gonna fuck up your life, of course. These issues have pretty much always been there, and yet polarization has increased, and yet we still have to make these arguments. We still have to continue to make progress and to build on the progress of our ancestors and previous generations. And the truth is that most Americans are not as racist as they used to be, that things have made progress, that we are leaning back on the people that came before us, and that they had to make these arguments calmly and rationally with other people before us. And it's a shitty job, you guys. It sucks. It's super hard. Okay? It's not fun. And no one has to do it. But you want to be an activist, you want to be an organizer, you want to be an educator, you want to be someone that's actually changing hearts and minds, then you need to be willing to engage with people who disagree with you. And if you're unwilling to engage with people who disagree with you, that's fine. But, right, you don't have to wave that banner and you don't have to do that job. And so I just want to remind you that we have our ancestors' strength to lean back on, and that even though these are life and death issues, that they're really serious, that there is racism involved, that we still have to make these arguments. And to remember that different people have different policy solutions that might not be rooted in racism at all. For example, within the Black community, it's been a long-standing argument about whether or not affirmative action is the best thing. And some people have a problem with it because they think it's condescending to them. They don't want quotas. Other people think it's absolutely necessary, right? I'm not going to tell you which side I fall on, but because you guys can think for yourselves, and I don't want to influence that right now. It's not my issue. So, but what I want to say is, like, these issues are there, and there's something that we've been arguing about for a long time, and that it's, you know, rooted, deeply rooted, and that the people who disagree sometimes about what the best policy solution is aren't actual racists. They might have other reasons why they disagree with us. And so I need you guys to also remember that it's not personal. It's not about you. That most of the time when people are angry or when we're arguing with them, it's about what's going on with them and not about you personally. And I think a lot of times we take this personally. And we need to start treating these arguments with a sort of professional detachment. Like, this is not personal. This is business. And you got to treat it like that, or else it's going to eventually wear you down. But also, we should be able to converse on any of these issues. You know, as messed up as it is, there were people that had to argue against slavery, and they had to do it calmly and rationally with very scary people involved. So we do have to talk to people that disagree with us, and we have to talk to them a lot. And the truth is, America's not as racist as it once was, and we have our amazing ancestors that came before us to thank for that hard work that must have been really challenging in a way that we probably can't understand, that we'll never understand, but that we should be incredibly grateful for and that we should learn from. So you need to do an intensive study of those people, and I promise you it'll make you feel better. Apparently have a problem with listening. I don't know what's going on. I don't know how it happened. I'm not an expert on that. Something that I think about a lot is why people are having such a hard time listening. But the truth is that you need to just let people talk. And this is the big thing, is we all need to stop assuming that we know what people think based on demographic categories or what we think that their political associations are. Because the truth is that most people's beliefs are a lot more complicated than a party platform. And most people's beliefs are a lot more complicated than whatever we stereotype as their race or their class or their gender. Most of us are way more complicated than that. Most of humanity is way more complicated than that. So we have to stop assuming that we know what people believe based on these demographic characteristics and start actually asking questions. And we'll talk about how best to ask questions later. But we need to start asking questions and start actually listening and start letting people talk. And part of the reason that we don't is because we want to police everyone's language. There's been a lot of academic jargon. There's been a lot of stopping people. If I start using my natural accent, people get really confused and really scared. So I want you guys to listen to people's hearts, and actually hear people. And if you can't understand someone who doesn't speak in academic upper class white English, then you're the one who needs to sort of do some work. It shouldn't automatically be the case that you hear someone who sounds different from you, that you have an immediately bad reaction, that you stop listening, that you want to correct their language, that you want to do all of that. You should just listen to them, and you should listen to the substance of what they're saying. So that's my advice for starters, and that's all I'm going to say for now. So have a good week.